It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your host, Mike Hogan, and got a couple of guests with me today. It's a beginning and an ending, the season opener and the season closer of two events, all wrapped around the Kaneko. My guest today, Lizzie Furuta. Come on up to the microphone there. Furuta, yes?
Yes.
Very good. Lizzie Furuta, who's the second associate concert master at the Omaha Symphony, and Danny Meyer, president of the Omaha Chamber Music Society.
Good morning.
Good morning. The event is September 24th at the Kaneko, 1111 Jones Street. And, of course, information is at thekaneko.org. Lizzie, I'll start with you. In addition to being the second associate concert master, you're also a violinist, correct?
Yes.
And I'm assuming you will be playing.
Yeah, so this program is a quartet program, so there's four of us, two violins, viola, cello. And it's centered around Schnitka's Quartet No. 3, which was written in 1983. And what he did with this piece is he took snippets from Beethoven's Grosse Fugue and a theme from Shostakovich and a theme from a Renaissance motet, and he basically remixed the entire thing to make this composition.
Is that common?
It's pretty common for composers to be inspired by other composers' works, but the way he did this is really interesting, and it creates a very evocative piece. You know, you have these, you know, very pure motives, and you have, you know, the more modern motives, and then what he does with it is just crazy.
In today's parlance, would one call it a mashup?
Yeah, you could say that. And he definitely takes it to some unexpected places.
Oh, that's very neat. How long have you been here in Omaha?
This is my third year in Omaha. No, fourth year.
Fourth year. The time goes by very quickly, doesn't it?
It does.
Where did you come in from?
Before this, I was living in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, and you studied there?
Yeah, I went to school at the Cleveland Institute of Music, and I did a bachelor's and a master's there.
Very good. How long have you been playing the violin?
I've been playing since I was four, so it's been a while now.
Sure, absolutely. What's your favorite part about it?
I really enjoy the chance to connect emotionally with the audience. You know, being a musician is kind of like being an actor, a translator. You have the music that the composers write, you know, and it's just notes on a page. And it's your job to take those notes and transform it into something that's going to speak to you and speak to whoever's playing, listening to you play.
In your career, what has been one of your favorite moments or pieces of music or performance where you got all that? It all came together. The audience got it. You got it. Everybody had a moment.
I mean, there's been a fair number of them. One that would be pretty special was just because of the location. I've actually played one of the pieces on this upcoming program before, Black Band by Dan Visconti. My quartet used to take it and play it in bars for open mic night, and it was always really cool to see, you know, the audience, you know, mostly drunk, just really respond to this music and really enjoy it and love what we were doing.
Absolutely. And so much more fun than doing comedy at an open mic night.
Definitely.
Trust me on this. A lot of crickets during the comedy. That's fantastic. You're going to be a part of this on September 24th at 7 o'clock at 1111 Jones Street. That's the Kaneko. Danny, if I can have you get in here. Danny Meyer, president of the Omaha Chamber Music Society. You are starting your season opener right at the end of Kaneko's reality exhibit. The end of reality as you begin, correct?
Exactly. It's the end of reality as we know it, as we discussed earlier. What's really great is we have this fantastic partnership with Kaneko that allows us to have our concert series amongst their amazing art installations and their exhibits. And so every time we go in there, there's usually a different exhibit going on. And this off-season opener for us happens to correspond exactly with the end of their reality exhibit. And so you're going to get a chance to hear this incredible music amongst a mind-bending, brain-destroying art exhibit at the same time. So if you haven't checked us out and you haven't checked Kaneko out, this is like the perfect time to do it.
And we've got at least four of the five senses. I'm not sure you can touch any of the work, but four of the five senses
actually,
really being assaulted here.
There actually may be room for that fifth sense.
Magnificent.
You gotta go.
We're gonna cover all five. That's fantastic. Right. Danny, how did the Omaha Chamber Music Society decide on this program, decide that this is where you wanted to go?
So we started the Echo Nova series, which is what this program is on. It's our new music concert series. John Klinghammer was the former assistant principal clarinet here at the Omaha Symphony, and he moved to Kansas City. But before he left us, he created this awesome program that basically says, what if we just focused on 20th and 21st century music and kind of messed around with what classical music can be? Because as Lizzie was saying, classical music can be played in bars, it can be in the concert hall, it can be anything you make of it, as long as you have fun doing it and listening to it.
It's Danny Meyer, president of the Omaha Chamber Music Society, and Lizzie Ferruta, second associate concert master. Thank you so much for joining us today. 1111 Jones Street, thekoneco.org for information. It happens on the 24th. Morning Edition continues now.